Welcome to Liberated Living Ministries with John and Beverly Sheesby. You are listening to the series, The Anointing. And now with the word, here's Brother John.
I want you just to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 8. I'm not going to preach long tonight. What the Lord wants to do tonight is just... No, I want to leave it up. What the Lord wants to do tonight is release an anointing in this place. And so I'm going to continue speaking about the anointing. And I want to speak a little bit tonight, as long as the Lord lets me, which probably won't be real long, about the impartation of anointing. You see, we're getting to the end of the second week. And many of you have been coming to many of the sessions. Some of you have been at every one of the sessions. And you've been drinking and you've been receiving and you've been yielding to the Spirit. And the anointing has been touching you and changing you and affecting you. And so I want to talk about just the impartation of anointing. Because, and I just want to say it like it is. By this time, that anointing should be flowing out of you to others around you. Let me tell you that the key to increase in anointing is impartation, is giving it away. If you want more of God, there comes a point at which if you don't start giving away, there will not be an increase. There is to be an outflow of the anointing. The principle of sowing and reaping applies in the area of the anointing as well. And there is an impartation that takes place out of our lives in various ways as the anointing is released through us. And so I want to talk about just a little bit about that. The first thing that I want to say is this, that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and don't turn there, I'm just going to refer to it, in about verse 3 and verse 4, Paul tells us, and I'm going to preach on this section next week, and so I'm just referring to it now, that any ministry of the new covenant has to be a ministry that involves impartation of the Spirit. He said that you are our epistle, known and read of all men, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on fleshly tablets of the heart. And what he is saying there is in effect, and we'll study this carefully, and you'll see this is accurate from the grammar, that any ministry of the new covenant, there is actually an impartation of the Holy Spirit onto the heart of the person. He said, if there isn't an impartation of the Holy Spirit, all you've done is give a dead letter, and that dead letter will kill. There has to be impartation of the Holy Spirit. Now, that can take place through my words, anointed words. And as we were looking in the passage this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul tells us that we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And then he says this, which things we speak, not in the words which human wisdom or man's wisdom teaches, but words taught by the Holy Spirit. I love that. Because one word spoken by anointing can accomplish what 1,000 words of human wisdom cannot do. See? And we're so programmed to try to express spiritual things in natural wisdom terms, and then we don't understand why it goes over like a lead balloon. See, I'm telling you, there is a spiritual communication, words taught of the Spirit, which will communicate the power of God very simply, very effectively to people through our words. So there is an impartation that takes place through words being communicated. But more often than that, the way there was an impartation of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament was in some form of a physical communication, a physical impartation. The laying on of hands is the most common form of impartation of the Holy Spirit. An impartation of the life of God, the virtue of God flowing out. You will find this not only, taught in the Word of God, but of course demonstrated by Jesus and by the early church, the laying on of hands. In that regard, there is also the anointing with oil. Not that oil has any properties, that make it sort of just very special. I'm telling you, if you anoint with water, if you can't get oil, that can be just as effective as oil. I mean, the oil is just a symbol of the Holy Spirit chosen by God. And so when we anoint with oil, it is a symbol of the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Okay, to people. And so there is a release of the anointing on people. The virtue, the healing virtue of God. But there are so many ways that are demonstrated in the Word of God. And I want to read Luke chapter 8. And the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Verse 43. Jesus is in the crowd with Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. And he's going to Jairus's house to pray for his daughter. And as he's walking, verse 43 says, "Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, 'Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, "Who touched me?" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Now, this is a wonderful case because Jesus didn't touch to impart anointing. Bless you. Jesus wasn't the one who was initiating. The woman was initiating. And with that initiation, there was still an impartation of anointing. The woman didn't even touch his body. She touched the hem of his garment. Now, what I'm trying to communicate through that is this. We are so ignorant of the dimension of the realm of the Spirit. We are so ignorant of how powerful God is and how His power so transcends the limitations of our reason. We think that we think scientifically, but as John G. Lake points out in his book, a man who had a brilliant mind and who understood medical science very well, He just demonstrated in his book that it is a scientific reality that virtue can be imparted through, inanimate objects. And that doesn't make the object special. It just simply means that there can be a communication of the life of God and the power of God through inanimate objects. Like, for example, the fact that the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Or the fact that handkerchiefs were sent from off the disciples or the apostles and were laid on people, and when the handkerchiefs were placed upon them, they were made well. Or even the case of a shadow. Peter walking down the street and his shadow falling on people would have an effect on them. Now, some of you have experienced this. You've walked up to the front of the church, and all of a sudden, as you've got close to the front of the church, a particular spot, you start to feel the anointing come on you. And you think, well, what's special about that area of carpet? See, and we're operating in the spiritual realm, in a realm that we're totally ignorant of. And as a result of that, we're missing God, and we're thinking that when God is trying to touch us, oh, you know, something spooky. It's not spooky at all. It's just people that God is wanting to get us more at home and more accustomed to the realm of the spirit than we are to the natural realm, and just more in touch with that realm of glory where He dwells than we're in touch with this physical realm that we live in. And so before it's all over, you are going to see the glory of God in all of these natural things in a dimension and a way that you haven't seen happen before. Now, I'm just going to do some demonstration of this evening. And this is not a show. It's for faith to be built up within you. This is just an ordinary black cloth. It's one that we use to, you know, cover people when they're lying on the floor. But now, because of the anointing that is on me, which is the anointing that is on all of us, but because over the period now of a few years, I have learned to walk in the anointing, I have learned to grow in faith in the anointing, and I have an absolute confidence in the fact that when I release the anointing goes forth. I had to step over into that realm of faith because I started out with a lot of unbelief and doubt. I didn't think anything would happen. And so I had to step over by faith. And all of us have to step over into that realm of faith and get beyond the limitations of our mind, saying, yeah, but I don't understand. Doesn't matter what you don't understand. The issue is this: you start understanding the ways of the Spirit and you start believing that the Spirit is able. Now, this is an ordinary piece of cloth, but as I release anointing on this cloth can become a vehicle for the transmission of the anointing, the healing power of God, the miracle working power of God, so that I could take this cloth and I could drape it on somebody, or, you know, just throw it on somebody, and an anointing is going to hit them and fall on them, even if they're not aware of where that cloth is coming from. You know, I can throw it from behind people. And that's, you know, it's not a spectacle. I mean, that's what happened in Jesus' time. If you want to talk about a spectacle, that's when Jesus spit. You know, he hasn't told me to spit yet. Could happen. But you see, it's not because Jesus' garment was any different from any other garment, but it was because it was on him and there was anointing being released through his life constantly, and so it just flowed out of him. It didn't just flow out of his garments, but it surrounded him. And oh boy, I've seen that happen so much. You get around anointed people, you come into that sphere where the anointing is, and I'm telling you, you just get under the influence of that anointing that is right there. See, that's what was around Jesus. The woman reaching out and touching the hem of that garment was that point of touching the anointing. The point of her faith attaching to the healing power that was in Jesus and receiving it. Okay. All right. Who wants to receive anointing? Now I'm not gonna touch her with my hand. I'm just gonna drape this thing on her. And as that happens, she's gonna be clothed with the anointing. Now, the power of God's all over her. All over her. She's yielding, she's responding to the anointing, and things are happening in her. Now, what happens when the anointing comes on people? Burdens are removed, yokes are destroyed. Just yield to it. There's somebody behind you. You're okay. You've seen Benny Hinn throw his jacket at people. And he's been horribly criticized for that, you know, being a showman. But I'm telling you, if the Holy Spirit tells you to throw a chair at somebody, I'll throw a chair at somebody. I'm going to obey the Spirit of God. That's probably not fair. Winona is such a good receiver. She just loves to yield to the anointing. See, what I want to encourage you with is you're looking at a cloth. But do you know that you can write a letter to somebody and lay your hands on it and release the anointing so that when they open that letter and touch it, the anointing of God can commune itself and touch them? See? And then we just think, well, I'll rely on the words that I communicate in that letter. We are so word-orientated that we don't realize there is a power that can be released through those very inanimate objects. See? It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. Some of you saw Gary last night. Was it last night? When Gary reached out and received the Bible. And I mean, as he came up, I mean, you saw what the power of God did to Gary as the Spirit of God fell on him. See? Now I want to demonstrate another anointing. And that is the shadow anointing. Because, you know, Peter, the apostles would walk down the street and they'd bring people just to lie in their shadow. You know, now was it because these guys were holier than everybody else, you know, and they were just, you know, no. It was because they lived to impart anointing, and so because they were wanting to release anointing, there was an anointing flowing out of them. And so, see, that's what I live to do, is to give, to sow, anointing, or whatever. I mean, it's glorious. I'm telling you. You know, Bobby sang that thing about broken and spilled out, and you think, you know, I'm telling you, it's fun to be broken and spilled out. I mean, it's joyful. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful to give your life away, to live as Bev and I are doing. I mean, it's not a big deal, people, to, you know, don't think that we're martyrs. Man, we're not martyrs. We're having most fun that anyone can have on earth. Imparting that anointing and get paid to do it.
Well, it's time to go.
More, Lord. More. 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 More.
Thank you.
See what I want you to see this, people. You can go into a supermarket and the checkout lady is having a bad day. And all you need to do is just say, I bless you in Jesus' name. And in your spirit you're saying, Lord, just let your anointing flow on her. And you can see that woman have her burden removed right in a moment. The heaviness is lifted off her and you've touched someone in Jesus' name. But you need to understand this, because we are so word oriented that we feel I've got to pray a long prayer that she understands and that she lays hold of for something to happen. Man, there is a communication of the power of God that can take place. Now listen, we've had a lot of fun with it here. Because have you noticed that you can lie on a floor next to somebody and touch them and they'll start laughing? What's happening? There's anointing flowing backwards and forwards. That Jerry Smith, who was here last night, was telling about what happened at Muleshoe. There was a preacher from Morton, a Rhema graduate, who came to the meeting. And he was sitting there in his suit looking all dignified, coming to check out what was going on. And the Spirit of God fell on him. And eventually he was on the floor with his legs in the air laughing uncontrollably. Well, then it hit another preacher, Jimmy Lau, who used to pastor the church in Muleshoe. And the two of them were on the floor next to each other. And then a man by the name of Gil Patchkey, who some of you know of, who owns the Christian radio station in Farwell, Texas, he came to Frank Hammond and he said, "You know what? I've got this deep urge to go and lie between those two brothers and just let the anointing on them." And Frank said, "Do it." And Gil Patchkey just went and lay on the floor between them, and it was in no time at all that he was laughing uncontrollably under the power of God just by touching those two men that the anointing was on. Hallelujah. Have a drink. God wants to bring us alive to the realm of the Spirit. And alive to the reality that the anointing is upon us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, as it was on Jesus. And He's anointed us to be able to release that healing virtue of God to people. Just like that woman with the issue of blood, the virtue went out of Jesus and touched her, even when Jesus wasn't consciously releasing it, but she came in faith and touched Him. There is a dimension to the Spirit that God is going to lead us into in the church, and we're going to get so excited when we see the power of God operating. Yes, Lord, more, 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 more. Now the Lord said, because I quenched the spirit in the young people, I need to stir it up tonight. Amen. So in the name of Jesus, I stir it up. Listen, people, tomorrow morning we're going to have an anointing service in this place, in which I just want to lay hands on everyone who is here and release anointing to minister in every single person. And you know, some of you are going to say, "Well, but you know, I don't know enough, and I you know, I'm not." Man, you just start giving out the anointing. That's right. You can ask Bobby about the first time I got him to lay hands on somebody. I mean, he didn't know that he was anointed. He was all hesitant about it. And it was like the excitement on his face, the look on his face when it worked was wonderful, was so precious. It does work.
I got something to share. I got something to share.
Have a drink. Have a drink. Now listen to me. That woman with the issue of blood made a demand on the anointing that was in Jesus. Her faith reached out and said, if I can just touch him, I know that I will be made well. And when I'm ministering the anointing, I'm making a demand on his anointing, and he loves it. The moment you make a demand on the anointing, there is that release of the anointing when you are in faith receiving it or when you are in faith releasing it. There is that flow and burdens are removed and yokes are destroyed. And I'm telling you, once you have ministered the anointing to somebody else and you've seen the power of God fall on somebody else, you'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. And let me tell you what the wonderful thing is. God intends every one of his children to walk in that kind of anointing. I know you can't hear. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Lord, do whatever you please. You don't have to look at the young people. You can get in as well. Listen, I'm telling you what is exciting to me is to lay hands on the children and then let the children minister to one another. In one of the churches in Amarillo, in fact, I spoke to the pastor this morning. Bev and I ministered to the children's minister, the ministers of the children's ministry. One Friday, released anointing on them. The next Sunday in children's church, the Spirit of God fell on one 9-year-old boy. They turned him loose and he laid hands on all the rest of the kids. They were all out on the floor and all of a sudden the power of God began to pop. Listen to this. The children started to get healed and they rushed into adult church, interrupted the service, running to their parents saying, Mommy, I'm healed. Mommy, I've been healed. I've been healed. Broke out in children's church. God said, on my sons, on your sons and your daughters, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And he's doing it. He's doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Well, we've had such a chaotic service here. So at this time, we're going to have a praise report and then we're going to release the anointing.
The conclusion of this message. You have been listening to the ministry of John and Beverly Sheesby. For more information on this and other available teachings, please visit our website at www.liberatedliving.com. God bless you and thank you for listening.